And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. We have a number of announcements to get through this morning, so I'm going to see how quickly I can do this without causing incident. Number one, we are continuing to show The Chosen. On Monday mornings at 10 o'clock, we will resume doing that. We'll be in Fellowship Hall. Also, on Monday and Thursday, throughout the month of March, we will continue to host the Westfield Food Pantry's lunch. I'm going to be away from March 12th through the... I plan to be in church on March 22nd. So we're going to make sure that we need a couple of extra hands, just in case. So if you have a question about that, hopefully there'll be time after church today. You can see me, or you can see Martha Roman, or you can see Julie Krause, or Alice Flight. They have been great about covering those. Julie has really been taking charge on Monday, Martha and Alice on Thursday. We have a corned beef dinner coming up. Our annual corned beef dinner will be held on Saturday, March 14th. I'm going to miss that. But Cindy needs help. So if you are someone who can volunteer to help Cindy out with things, please see her today. There should be some sign-up sheets out there at the conclusion of the service. If you'd like to purchase tickets, please see Cindy. They're $15 each. That's nothing, really. So it's a bargain, they say, a bargain. So please come to our dinner. The Tuesday Morning Music Club will be here this Tuesday. So they'll be here this Tuesday. If you're not a member of the Tuesday Morning Music Club, you are still welcome to come. But we need for you to, you'll have to pay to come in. It's $10 is the donation that they ask for. If you have questions about that, I'm sure that you can see Alan Taylor. I just volunteered you, Alan. See Alan. I'm sure he'll get even with me somehow. Next Sunday is going to be very busy here, so I'm going to let Janet talk to you about that.
African drumming is back this coming Sunday at 4:30, and I actually have a theme this time, which is bring in the light, and that will also be daily savings time, so it will be light. Anybody who has come to drumming, we're going to have so much fun again, and we would love to see you and have you join us at 4:30 Sunday afternoon. All are welcome from anywhere in the community, and we have drums, enough drums for everybody. I also wanted to give a shout out to Jim Yesu and Dan Caney. Last Saturday, we had a tubing trip out, that's snow tubing, we had 13 youth that came on the trip, and they had a fabulous time. And I really have to say thank you to them for setting it up and helping to make it happen. So that's it for me.
Oh. Michelle Weiner.
Good morning. The family ministries team is at it again. We're trying really hard. We are hosting. I'm too short. We are going to sponsor a Thunderbirds game, and if you heard anything about the game last night, you'll want to be there, because even the goalies got into a fight last night.
Oh,
it was great. So Saturday, April 11th, against the Hartford Wolfpack, 91 Rival, be there, be square. Tickets are discounted, $21. There is a poster right outside the door here. There's a couple of posters outside of Janet's office. It's a QR code. Our person, Brianna, will take care of all of your tickets. They're all electronic digital, so you don't have to worry about how am I going to get my ticket. So hopefully we'll see you there. We're having a blast at the game, so please come and join us for some fun. Anybody is welcome to join. Thank you.
If you are someone who doesn't grasp the concept of a QR code, come and see us, we'll help you. All right. Christian Fellowship is going to meet this Wednesday, no, a week from Wednesday, on the 11th. They're going to meet at 1 o'clock just for a meeting and fellowship and dessert. So join me. If you're available, please join in. I know that also on March 15th is the Greater Westfield Choral Association's concert, which will be held at Second Congregational Church at 3 o'clock. If you're singing in this concert, would you raise your hand, please? I used to be, so I can't this year again. But so please, you can come and support a large, huh? Alan's playing too, so did he raise his hand?
No.
Oh, all right, see? He's mad at me. All right. So anyhow, the tickets for that are?
$15, $10 for seniors.
$15 each, $10 for seniors, and are available at the door. You can also order them online. I'm afraid to ask, are there any other announcements? Because that was 8 minutes worth. Hearing none, let's take a deep breath in and settle ourselves. Exhale, and let us worship God.
Please join me in the call to worship found printed in your worship guide. Lift my eyes up to the mountains, from where does my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
We look not to the mountains and valleys, even heaven or earth.
For God is found among us.
Wherever two or three are gathered in Christ's name,
God is here among us.
Come, let us worship the God of creation, the God of people, the God of community.
Let us follow Jesus, for Jesus is the way. Let us worship together in faith.
Please join me in the opening hymn, Lord Jesus, Think of Me, number 362.
Seated. Please join with me in the prayer of confession as found in your worship guide. When Jesus proclaims that we can have, we want to know how this is possible. How can we get rid of the old burdens and difficulties and start over again? How have we understood what Jesus said? New life is possible. We can place our trust in God's healing care. Forgive us and help us, gracious Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. New life is given to us. We can place our trust in God and follow in God's way. God is with us, and in God's name, our sins are forgiven.
Our first reading is from the beginning of the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And to you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join me in a responsive reading of Psalm 121, found printed in your worship. I fill up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come?
My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
God will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber.
God who keeps Israel.
The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at the right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day, nor move by night.
The Lord will keep you from all evil, he will keep your life.
The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time on and forevermore.
A reading from Paul's letter to the church in Rome. What then are we to say was gained by Abraham, our ancestor according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now, to one who works, wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as something due. But to one who does not work, but trusts him who justifies the ungodly, such faith is reckoned as righteousness. For the promise that he would inherit the world did not come to Abraham or his descendants through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null, and the promise is void. for the law brings wrath. But where there is no law, neither is there transgression. For this reason, the promise depends on faith, in order that it may rest on grace, so that it may be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law, but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, who was the father of all of us, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. And in the presence of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead, gives life to the dead, and calls into existence the things that do not exist. Our God is still speaking. Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the gospel according to John, where I will begin at the beginning of the third chapter. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jewish people, and he came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I say to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen. Yet, you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
The movie, A Christmas Story, plays on a loop every year on Christmas Day. If you happen to be channel surfing, you can find it and watch different parts throughout the day or evening. One of the amusing parts of the movie is when Ralphie, the young main character, awaits the arrival of his secret decoder ring in the mail that will help him unlock the mysteries of the universe. Eventually, the decoder ring arrives, and Ralphie is bursting with anticipation. Much to his disappointment, after he has locked himself into the bathroom, because it's the only door with a lock in the house, he decodes the secret message. Do you remember the message? Drink more Ovaltine. How many of us wish we had a secret decoder ring to unlock any secrets at all? If we look at the readings from Genesis as well as John's Gospel, it would appear that Abram and Nicodemus could have used a secret decoder ring to figure out what was being said to them. Abram is told that God would make of him a whole new nation. Abram knew that he and Sarai were getting older, and yet it would be virtually impossible for them to have a child. What could God mean? Nicodemus also needed assistance with decoding, as he had difficulty grasping the concept of being born again or reborn. Now, Nicodemus was a Pharisee and part of the Sanhedrin. He was different from those people, though, in that he actually knew that Jesus was at least of God. The rest of the Pharisees only sought to trick Jesus and get rid of him, as he was messing with their quality of life as the keepers of the rules and all things holy and sacred. When I read this passage, I feel a little sorry for Nicodemus. Here he is, being quizzed by Jesus and coming up empty in the discussion. Nicodemus couldn't even keep up and stopped to ask questions. We'd probably be a lot like Nicodemus if we encountered Christ. We'd look for our decoder ring to help us understand the message. Paul, the writer, the apostle, in his letter to the church in Rome, showed that he had a better grasp on Abram or Abraham's directive from God. He knew that Abraham had to act in faith, simply believing that God would show him the way. Basically, it is what Abram, accompanied by Lot, did when God had them leave where they were. God gives life to the dead, wrote Paul. Probably a message that the church in Rome needed to hear as much as they did, as much as we do now. Not only did Paul try to explain, Jesus tries to explain to Nicodemus who he was and gives the now famous verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. How do we sum up our faith? In my humble opinion, the one with the secret decoder ring could be the psalmist. I lift up my eyes to the heavens. From where shall come my help? My help is in the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The one who keeps us from all evil. The one who will keep our lives. The decoding is simpler for us who have been raised in the church. However, we still struggle with it. The mysteries of the universe start to be unfolded for us, not with a secret decoder ring, but with our faith in God. While we may struggle with our faith, we have the example of Abraham and Sarah. When we can't quite grasp what is being said to us in the scripture, we acknowledge that we are like Nicodemus. We don't lack faith. We just don't have it down yet. And you've heard me say before, we practice our faith, and we need to continue to do just that. What are the secrets of the universe? They may be far out of our grasp. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. During this Lenten season, let us look to the Savior for our own salvation. Psalm 62 tells us, "Only in God will my soul be at rest. From God comes my hope, my salvation. God alone is my rock of safety, my strength, my glory, my God." My prayer for all of us is that we continue to keep the faith of Abraham, the psalmist, the Apostle Paul, the early church in Rome, and Nicodemus. And when we struggle, may we lift our eyes, our hearts, our voices, and our very souls to the heavens, and look to God, who truly is our strength. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. And as we come to prayer this morning, today especially, we are mindful of the needs of our world. And we pray for peace. We pray for an end to the conflict in the Middle East. We pray for our world leaders. We pray that they may act with justice. We pray for our nation. We pray for our nation's leaders. We pray for our region. We pray for our own cities and towns and their leaders. And we pray for our church and for our church leaders. And as we do each week, we remember those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me. God of Abram and Nicodemus, God of us all who think we are too old or too poor or too small or too weak or too busy, God of all of us daunted by the sheer wonder of the plan you lay out before us, we come to you now, aware of all you have done for us, and yet still struggling with our doubts. God of Abram and Nicodemus, we pray for this world where so many wander homeless, not by choice, but out of necessity, where so many are looking for milk and honey or a great name to rescue them. We pray for the women and men who lay down their lives for the safety and brothers of brothers and sisters and neighbors. And we pray for those who lead us. God of Abram and Nicodemus, we pray for all those who long for a new beginning, those who are imprisoned, those who are estranged, those who have left loved ones behind, and those who are ill or infirm. Give them new life by the power of your Spirit. Help us to see how we can be present with them as your hands and feet. And God, we pray for your holy church. Give us the courage to leave everything behind and follow you. Give us the faith to act on what we do not understand. Bless us to be a blessing to everyone in your name. Birth us all anew, O God. Hear us and help us on our journey. Help us to grow again, to accept not only earthly things, but heavenly things. To lift up your Son and be lifted up ourselves. To let your Spirit move us beyond our understanding. Loving God, hear us and help us. Even surely as the Spirit blows among us, all for the sake of your dear Son. Amen. My friends, the season of Lent invites us to consider what it means for us to live life sacrificially, to lean into Jesus' call to costly discipleship. How might God be calling us to a new way of sharing our resources to build care and equity in our communities and world? Let us offer whatever gifts we have to love the world like God did in giving his Son. With that, our morning offering will be received.
Thank you.
programs and outreach of our church. We want to share our faith with the world. We rejoice together in the saving ministry of Jesus that inspires us to give our best. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. All are welcome at the table of the Lord. Let all who seek, believe, or want to believe come to this table. And may God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God Most High. Faithful God, it is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise. You are the maker of heaven and earth, the giver of every good gift, the gardener of all creation. From dust you formed us, and by your breath you gave us life. You planted us in your love and called us to walk in your ways. When we turned from you, you did not abandon us. You made covenant with your people, walked with them through wilderness and wandering, and taught them how to live by your word. Again and again, you have been patient with us, pruning what leads to death and tending what leads to life. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, born of Mary, baptized in the waters of repentance, driven into the wilderness, and faithful, even to the cross. In him you have shown us the way of mercy, the path of obedience, and the promise of life. And so, with all who have gone before us, with all who seek your truth, and with all creation that sings your praise, we lift our voices in song. So that from north to south and east to west, people may come together to offer you praise. We bring you, O God, these gifts, and we ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit. We pray that they may become our spiritual nourishment the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us this gift at that last Passover meal he celebrated with his disciples. In the midst of that meal, Jesus took bread, dispensed with the regular blessing. He broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which is given up for you. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." When it came time to share the cup, Jesus again dispensed with the regular blessing. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." Through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. Come, for all things are ready. to you in his name, I give you the cup. Please join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving as found in your worship guide. All holy God, we have broken your bread and received your life. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Serve you better. Amen.